Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Whiskey Rebels by David Liss, performed by Christopher Lane. For Eleanor and Simon, The Whiskey Rebels, Ethan Saunders. It was rainy and cold outside, miserable weather. And though I had not left my boarding house determined to die, things were now different. After consuming far more than my share of that frontier delicacy, Monongahela rye, a calm resolution had come over me. A very angry man named Nathan Dorland was looking for me, asking for me at every inn, chop-house, and tavern in the city, and making no secret of his intention to murder me. Perhaps he would find me tonight, and if not, tomorrow or the next day. Not any later than that. It was inevitable only because I was determined not to fight against the tide of popular opinion, which is to say that I ought to be killed. It was my decision to submit, and I have long believed in keeping true to a plan once it has been cast in earnest. It is a principle I cultivated during the war, indeed one I learned from observing General Washington himself. This was in the early days of the Revolution, when His Excellency still believed he might defeat the British in pitched battle, continental style, with our ill-disciplined and badly equipped militias set against the might of British regulars. It was the decisive military victory he wanted. Indeed, in those early days, it was the only sort he believed worth having. He would invite the officers to dine with him.